Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Speak Up Sis podcast. This is the place where everyday women and men have an opportunity to share their stories to inspire yours. We say what you think no one wants to hear, but everyone needs to know. I'm your host, Angel Charmaine, and tonight we've got another amazing platform of people here to talk about a pretty touchy subject. We're going to be talking about, why can't I lose this weight? Or what I like to say, why am I still fat? So I invited some women into the space who are bold and confident and sure and candid to just sort of chop it up with us tonight and just kind of lay it out on the table and have a blue flame conversation about this issue of women and weight and why it's so difficult for us to release it. So let's go ahead and meet our beautiful panel tonight. I've got Miss Charnell Williams. Okay. Y'all know me. Okay. Tonight, the devil is busy. And so we are on a, we're on a round two of this. So if you're watching us on Facebook or YouTube, thank you so much for sticking it out with us. I truly appreciate you. So Charnell, if you will, please share with the people a little bit about who you are.
Hi, I'm Charnell Williams. I am the owner of Clean Court Cleaning Services in Atlanta, Georgia. I'm also the I have a coaching business in called Profit and Cleaning, in which I teach my clients how to grow, scale, and establish their businesses. Mm-hmm. Profitable businesses.
Okay, that part.
Yeah, that's very important.
Let's make sure that we put the profitable in there. All right, thank you so much for joining us tonight. You always have profound things to say, filled with wisdom. So thank you for lending your voice to the conversation. All right, and we've got Tashura Lamar at the end of the table. How you doing, sis?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing well. If you will, please share a little bit about who you are.
Okay, I am Tashura Lamar, also known as Tashura Talks on my YouTube vlog, podcast coming soon. I'm the owner of KKG Creations, where I bling everything. I also make custom apparel, and I own Craft Crack Glitter, which is an online craft supply store. So those are just two of my businesses. More are coming.
That's what's up. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. I already know we're going to be laughing all night long with you in the conversation. Thank you for saying yes to coming into the studio to chill with us tonight. You're welcome. And I'm going to do it again for those of you who didn't hear the first time. Kima Gant is my little sister, and she showed up tonight on the fly, just Johnny on the spot, to join the conversation with us tonight. Kima, if you will, please tell the people a little bit about you.
Hi, my name is Shakima Gant, and I'm the host, owner of Inner Peace Speak podcast. I'm also a paparazzi consultant, where I sling $5 bling.
Every time she says that, I'm like, sling, okay.
And I'm also finishing up my course to become a trauma recovery coach. So I'm going to have other businesses coming, but that's just it for right now.
That's what's up. That's a lot. Not just is it, right?
Yeah.
We're not going to use those subjective terms about ourselves, right? What'd you say?
You can't say it like that in front of
No,
Angel.
It yeah. ain't no just.
Right. She got multiple.
Yes. Goodness. So we were on just a few moments ago before we had a little bit of technical difficulty. But since I know this is going to be it, I want to make sure I say it again so she hears it a second time. I am super proud of Kima for joining us tonight. She is, and what did I say, embodying, doing it scared. She didn't know she was going to be on the panel. She wasn't on the flyer, right? Yeah. But she's here, and she's doing something that she didn't think she could do, but she's making it happen tonight. And she getting to sit with some bosses tonight.
Yes.
So, bam. That's all I'm going to say about that. Thank y'all ladies so much for being here and helping me hold it down tonight. So, let's go ahead and jump into this. And I see you, Tamika, on YouTube. How you doing, sis? Tamika is the Speak Up Sis moderator in our group and the Speak Up Sis Facebook group. And she's on YouTube kicking it with us tonight. So how you doing, sis? I also see J-Real ATL in the building as well tonight. So thank you for joining us, okay? And don't forget, stick with us throughout the entire episode tonight, because we're having the very first birthday month giveaway, a cash prize tonight. Yay! But you got to stick with us in order to be able to win, and make sure that you're subscribed. Yes, to the Speak Up Sis YouTube channel. All right, ladies, let's go ahead and get into this. Why am I still fat? Help a sister out. Why is it so difficult to let go of this weight? Everybody just looking at me.
Because I want to know when you know. You tell me.
Comfortable, like when you get comfortable in a relationship, mm-hmm. that was for me.
Okay.
Being comfortable in a relationship and I gained so much weight, it was crazy. And depressed.
So when you say being comfortable in the relationship, and I'm so glad, just let me say this, I'm so glad that you, none of us started with, because I'm not eating right and I'm not walking. Because I have done all the keto, the Frito, running 5 miles, and still that the number wouldn't budge. And so for me, I'm like, there's got to be something else. There's got to be something else. So you said you got comfortable in a relationship. What do you mean by you got comfortable?
I guess in a relationship, you know, I didn't have to, I felt that I didn't have to keep up with myself, my weight, because I already had my partner.
Oh, you had your man?
Yeah.
I got a man.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, so okay. I didn't feel at that time that I had to, you know, because he never complained about it. So it was just comfortable. I'm eating, laying down, just for me. So that's what.
So was the weight an issue then? Did you even?
Yeah, it was an issue for me, but it wasn't for him.
Mm.
So it was an issue for me because I'm short. So I started looking stubby. I couldn't really breathe. Like, every time I would walk, it seemed like I was huffing and puffing.
Right.
It was just crazy. So it was an issue for me. So I began to start losing it. But how I started losing it was just not eating.
Just not eating.
Yes.
Which I found doesn't, like, you'll lose the weight initially, but you're going to gain, like, that plus them other seven demons.
Yes.
Going to come.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. It's kind of like when the Bible talks about, like, when you get all cleaned up.
Yes.
And then you go back out there and you bring seven bigger, stronger.
Oh, yes.
That's how I feel about that weight. Them calories is the devil.
Yeah. So when I stopped eating, it just was not good because it seemed like I doubled more.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha. So, okay. I don't want to move from that, right? Just give me a second. Tashira's nodding her head. This idea of being, so is it wrong, to feel comfortable? Was it that, okay, I'm getting heavier and I don't feel good, so I need to do something about it? Or did you feel like I'm fat or unattractive? Or
I started to feel unattractive. Like, my clothes wasn't fitting. My flooper would just be, like, bulging out.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm short, so I looked as stubby. And then my back was all wide and crazy. It was just crazy. So I started to trim up and started to lose weight. But it was mainly because I didn't feel cute anymore,
right,
in my clothes.
Gotcha. All right, Tashira.
Yes.
I know you got something to say.
I got some ish to say. Yes,
you got some ish to say.
Okay. So when you asked me to be on, and you said, why can't I lose this weight? I'm like, what's she trying to say? You know, I mean, like, for real, this show, she going to have me on? Why can't I lose this weight? Okay. So I sat and I thought about it, actually. I thought about it. And I was like, why can't I lose this weight? And then I'm like, because I won't stop eating.
Mm.
I am an emotional eater. Mm-hmm. I eat when I'm happy. I eat when I'm sad.
Mm-hmm.
I eat when I'm depressed.
Mm-hmm.
And then I thought about it from another standpoint. The physical weight, well, not only the physical weight, but also the mental weight, the emotional weight, the spiritual weight.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
All that ties in to the physical because I'm carrying things around that's weighing me down mentally, spiritually, emotionally, and it's affecting me physically. But when it all boils down to it, why won't I lose the weight? Because I won't do the work.
Mm.
Yes.
And it hurts to do the work.
Uh-huh. I need some water.
Yeah. And see, that's that mirror moment I had with myself. When you ask this question, and I because I talked to myself like, hey, you know, we're going to speak the truth.
Right.
So there's issues I won't deal with mentally.
Mm-hmm.
That affect me emotionally and affect me spiritually. It hurts too much to do the work. So I won't do the work. Just like when you work out. You go to the gym. You start lifting weights. You start feeling that burn. It hurts.
Uh-huh.
So why won't I lose the weight? Because I won't do the work. Point blank, period.
Girl, now see, you done took the show there. That's because I always say the hardest work is heart work.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the day, I guess I could say the same thing for myself when it comes to losing the physical weight, like you, emotional eating, happy eating, sad eating, mad eating, mm-hmm. a lot, and going back to get some more to eat, mm-hmm. you know, because I won't deal with the, I really want to curse you out, but I'm too saved to do that. So, right. And that's an issue, right? Uh-huh. This idea of, you know, being too saved to be honest,
yes.
with people about how you really feel about them. And that's not, that ain't being saved, right? Mm-hmm. So that girl, too. I'm going to let Charnel get in on this right quick. Because now she already done told us that. She don't really deal with the right. But let me say this. Out of everybody sitting at this table, she, in her professional life, I'm not really sure about her personal just yet, but it looks like in her personal life as well, to me, it looks like you probably reached a place that the rest of us are striving. And I think it speaks volumes for the fact that when you first started talking to us about this, you were like, I'm proactive.
Yeah, I like to think about the future,
mm-hmm.
right? So I know if I continue, because when COVID hit, I ate a lot of junk food,
mm-hmm.
more than I normally do. But then I thought, okay, it's good now. But what's going to happen 6 months from now? How am I going to feel about myself? Right. So I would consciously say, okay, if there's no junk food in the house, I can't eat it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm going to buy the fruits and force myself to drink water instead of juice.
Right.
So I would do the shopping and I wouldn't buy any juice. It would force me. Because, like, you know, growing up, your mother said, well, if you're hungry, you're going to eat what we have.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
So it was kind of the same thing. Okay, I want something sweet. Okay, let me eat some cherries.
Got you.
So mm-hmm. I took that approach,
mm-hmm.
because I knew that it was going to be so difficult to get it all. Because I knew I wasn't going to go walking.
Right.
I knew I wasn't going to go to the gym.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't supposed to. I knew I wasn't going to do my exercises.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, okay, I know I'm not going to do that. Let me just be mindful about what I eat.
Right. So, okay, let me ask this to you, Charnel. Have you had a space and time prior to you getting to this place where you are so forward thinking? And I do believe the way you operate in one space in your life is how you're probably operating in your other spaces. So prior to you getting to this place, or have you always
been proactive in your thinking and looking, you know, to the future? Or have you ever been in that place where you were heavy, even if it wasn't a physical weight?
Okay. Mentally, yes. Emotionally, yes. I mean, having a business, right? Mm-hmm. And then being a mom and being a wife, that, and then just having your own personal life. Like, I remember I was getting my hair done one day, and the hairstylist said to me, "Charnel, what do you like to do?" Mm-hmm. And I could not answer her. I couldn't tell her what I like to do, because what I did was centered around my business, my family, everything and everybody else.
Right. Yeah.
So just the heaviness of it, because like I've said before, being in business, sometimes you feel alone.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You feel like no one understands me. Mm-hmm. No one knows what I'm going through. Yeah. You know, people think it's easy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they look, "Oh, well, she can do it. I can do it."
Right.
But it's so much more to what I do. People say, "Oh, you have a cleaning business." Okay, yeah, cleaning toilets is the easy part.
Mm-hmm.
But managing people with different attitudes and personalities, right, from your clients to your staff to your vendors, that, yes, I mean, that's a lot. And it's all on you.
Right.
And I'm sure each of you in some capacity can understand that as being, yes, a mother.
Right.
As being a leader in your, yes, own respective industries.
Right.
You know, at the end of the day, it falls on you. And that was a heaviness.
How did you keep that from translating into eating food?
See, that food wasn't my thing.
That wasn't your thing.
Right. I was an emotional eater. Like I said, when I get stressed out, I don't eat. And I can work all day. There have been times I'll get up, start working, and I won't eat until 4 o'clock because I'm just doing so much.
Yeah. It's like, you don't start to feel sick, dizzy, a headache. Mm-mm. Because if I don't eat, it seems like I just go through like headaches and everything.
No. Nope. Yeah. Well, I would say maybe around 4 or 5 o'clock, I'll say, "Okay, Charnel,
okay,
you need to eat." My head might start hurting a little bit, but I would be hungry, and then I'll say, "Okay, let me finish this," and then I'll get something to eat. And then by the time I'm not hungry anymore, because it's like, okay, well, you're not going to feed yourself. But I will say there have been times when my body has said, "Get it together," or "I'm going to sit you down."
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I felt that. Now that I know, I've been doing this long enough to know when, okay, either you're going to fix this, mm-hmm, or my body's going to show me.
Okay.
Right. So I can say that, but I wouldn't say it was centered around food.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. And I think it's important for us to, and that's one of the reasons I chose the topic, why can't I get rid of this weight, and not why am I so fat? Because the truth is there are lots of women who are very heavy, but they're not heavy in the physical sense in terms of the scale. Mm-hmm. And there are a lot of women who are sick in their bodies, not because they're overeating in terms of, you know, just eating food and getting larger in their body. But they're sick because they've got, like you said, relationship weight stuff, mm-hmm, business, mm-hmm, weight stuff, right?
Life.
Motherhood.
Right.
Weight stuff. But to sure, we got to go back. Because I think that, like, we really could shut the show down on that. This idea of not wanting to do the work.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, think about it. For the mental part, some of us struggle with traumas from the past. Mm-hmm. We don't want to go back and deal with that. When I wrote that book last year,
mm-hmm,
it was around this time, and I had to go back and deal with stuff from when I was 8 years old and the stuff that my ex-husband put me through. I'm telling you, I went into a crying fit.
Mm.
I got so angry, and see, that's the anger that I'm carrying with me.
And that's heavy.
And that's heavy.
I got so angry, I literally just screamed, hollered, and cried. You'd have thought I was a kid having a temper tantrum, because I start feeling those emotions. And so now, that I'm trying to write again, I won't write because I don't want to deal with it. I don't want to deal with it. And even with what she said, how you said sometimes you forget to eat. Now, believe it or not, as greedy as I am, sometimes I forget to eat, right? So my head and my body will start reacting around 1 or 2 o'clock because I get up like 5:36 in the morning. And, and as soon as I get up, I start working. And then my body will be like, hey, you didn't eat.
Right.
So I start getting a headache and everything. But then when I eat, I'm like, I got to make up.
Right.
Because, see, I eat breakfast, and it's lunchtime. So I'm just going to have my breakfast and my lunch right now. Maybe I'll throw dinner in, and then I won't eat no more.
I feel you. So here we go. How you doing, Miss Delphine Kirkland? I see you in the building, Mischievous 4. On YouTube, thank you for joining us.
Give me a second. Somebody in a Facebook chat.
Go ahead.
Okay, so we have Melissa Volbrecht. She is one of the moderators for my glitter group.
Okay.
And she is checking in. She asked a question saying, have you ever heard of the reverse diet where you eat dinner for breakfast and breakfast for dinner? And then she also said her husband did a chicken and rice diet and he was eating 6 to 8 times a day.
Ooh.
But see, that's a diet. Diets don't last. So you might get those results while you're on those plans. But once you come off of them, you know.
Unless you plan on eating chicken and rice for the rest of your life, then, I'm not going to be able to do that.
But thanks for checking in, Melly.
Thank you for joining us tonight. And so here's the thing. The reason I didn't want to spend a whole lot of time on the eating and the exercising, because even with that, it's stuff we don't want to deal with that pushes us to extreme exercise. Yeah. For many of us, it's far easier to diet. Listen, your girl has been on a 40-day water fast. I have done a 40-day water. Like, I've gone 40 days and didn't drink anything but water and cranberry juice for 40 days. And everyone was like, How did you do it? But here's the truth. Why am I always so vulnerable? I need to do better with that. I need to toughen up around here. I'm telling y'all all my business. The truth is, it's easier for me to sacrifice than it is to be obedient in certain ways. And the Bible talks about obedience is better than sacrifice. And the obedience is doing the work. Like, deal with your stuff. It's easier for me to punish my body than it is for me to just say, you know, I'm eating this food because I'm just really sad, or I'm, you know, I'm lonely, you know.
Aggravated.
Whatever the stuff is, it's so much easier for me to be like, you know what? I know the Holy Spirit is going to get me through this fast because he carries me through it. So I don't even have to get through the fast because I know the Spirit of the Lord is. So angels really. So it's like, how can you do that, angel? Because I put myself in a whole other place to where angel doesn't have to deal with angel. You take away the spiritual component. You take away all that away. And then you say, now, angel, eat the right stuff and exercise. Oh, now I got to deal with the stuff that forces me into that place. And like you said, it's harder than we think to do. It's difficult. So my question then is, why don't we want to do the work?
Because it's hard.
Exactly. But I have a question. You said one of my favorite scriptures. Obedience is better than sacrifice. I remember one time I heard, how long are you going to continue to sacrifice yourself for disobedience?
That's good.
Yeah.
I heard that clearly.
Say that one again.
How long are you going to continue to sacrifice yourself for disobedience?
Wow.
You might have just closed the podcast. Shut it down. Shut the podcast down. That's girl.
It's good. Because it's
I'm a chew on. That's a chew up the meat, spit out the bone moment right there. And I'm gonna sit with that for a while because that's good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, listen, she done. It's hard to make me be quiet.
But I'm about to be like, Jesus.
Was that the knockout bell?
Kimberly Carter, girl, listen. Thank you for joining us tonight. I appreciate you. Yes, yeah, so true, because I'm in the process of just eating myself crazy because my only child will be leaving for college soon. Oh, goodness, goodness, goodness. That's an... Okay, I don't even want to think about that right now. Yeah. Yeah. All right, because see, that don't want to deal with it.
Yeah,
wait a chicken.
Right. Who got to bring us some chicken?
And this and that, and be so happy while you eating this food, knowing what it's doing to you. I'll be dancing.
I swear.
I know. Girl, I turned the radio up in the truck, had a hamburger. I'd be like, I know the people on the side be like, really? What is really?
Oh, my God.
So here again, for those of you who are sitting in a really dark place, because I can tell you this, I have gotten a lot better than I used to be, mm-hmm. right? Because I'm a lot more self-aware. I pay attention to why I'm doing things, even if it's still a little hard for me to self-correct sometimes. Mm-hmm. I'm now at a place where I'm aware. And that sometimes is the big part of the battle, is acknowledging, you know, noticing, paying attention, and then knowing that you need to do something. So for those of you who may be listening and maybe you're still in a really dark place, let me share. I remember, and y'all better not judge me.
No judgment.
I remember being so emotionally heavy that I would, like, let's say I drop my kids off to wherever because I'm running around being mommy Uber. I would, like, go to McDonald's and get a meal. Give me a number one or whatever, right? It comes with a burger, french fries, drink. I might even get ice cream or something, whatever. I remember being so bogged down that I would eat that. And, no, it would be a Wendy's because I really liked Wendy's. Uh-huh. I would go to the Wendy's and order something. But I would not be satisfied. Mm-hmm. I would drive to another Wendy's because I couldn't go back to that Wendy's because I just bought
food
from there. So literally, I would drive to the Wendy's like on the other side of town and order another combo and eat that too. Right. And while I'm ordering, I got to put the other Wendy's bag in the back because I don't want them to see that I already got a Wendy's bag. Now, them people ain't paying that much attention to me. Mm-hmm. Right. But that's how dark not doing the work gets. And so you're eating it and it's almost like you feel better. There's a euphoria that will come over you like, oh, I feel better. Until the shame comes in and it's like you really rode around town to get two meals that you ate, like, really. And then here comes the punishment. Mm-hmm. Now I gotta go run 6 miles because I gotta compensate for what I just ate, all because I wasn't willing to acknowledge that I got some stuff that I need to deal with, not wanting to do the hard work of hard work. I shared that for those of you who may be listening or for those of you who are watching who you think you're doing it by yourself. Nah, boo. It's a lot of us eating two meals.
Yes. Six.
You feel me?
Because see, when the condemnation come, like how you got those two meals and then the condemnation came and you decide to run, I'm about to go get me an apple pie and some ice cream.
Okay,
and then I'm gonna sit down and watch the Tybo video of what mm-hmm. I'm gonna do tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But have you guys ever, for me, like if I'm eating, I start feeling guilty. Like when I'm eating a burger, it's like as soon as I take a bite, I immediately start feeling guilty.
No,
my guilt comes afterwards. Like, it, my, you know, I'm enjoying it while I'm eating it. Yeah.
But mine was more recently where I started to feel guilty.
Yeah.
While I'm eating, and I'm like, oh God, why am I eating this? And it started taking tasting nasty and everything to me.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, all of this is psychological.
It is.
It's all psychological. It's all emotional. It's all mental. And here again, we've got to be willing to get help for this kind of stuff. And I want to throw that out there, because we can have these conversations, but the truth is we don't have all the answers. And there are people who can actually help with these types of things. I really wanted to talk about why it's so difficult for us to lose the weight, to get us to a place where we will see sometimes we need some help that's not the fitness trainer.
Mm-hmm. Right. But do you think it could be like also health issues like thyroids and stuff like that can be?
Most definitely. So again, if we bring it back to the physical weight, yes, there are other reasons that people hold on to physical weight. Tashura and I talked about the fact that I am a PCOS warrior. Polycystic ovarian syndrome is something that is a challenge for me. It keeps me in a place of battling with my weight. So I'm constantly losing and gaining, and it's really difficult to lose weight because of the PCOS. At the same time, I know it's possible to overcome that because I see people do it all the time. However, yes, there are, again, it's not always you need the fitness trainer. Sometimes you need the doctor,
yes,
like the MD, and sometimes you need the therapist or the counselor to help you with that weight as well. Charnel, it looked like you wanted to say something for a second.
I think people need to do things that work best for them and their bodies.
Yes.
What I do may not work for you.
Mm-hmm.
What you do may not work for me. And I think that's where people go wrong, because they say, oh, well, I'm going to do this diet because so-and-so did this and they look great. And when they try it, nothing changes.
Right. Uh-huh.
But you have to find out. You have to get to the root of it.
Yes.
And find out, okay, what is the root cause of this? Mm-hmm. Why? You know, do you need a nutritionist as opposed to a doctor or pills?
Right.
Or working out. Some people lose weight without working out.
Yes, I know some.
It's not a one-size-fits-all type deal. Yes. And I think people need to understand that and find out what works best for them.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. And there's different avenues you can, you know, figure it out. Like I said, with a nutritionist or speaking with a doctor or getting a trainer. I don't know. It just, you know, depends on. I know I just know me working out is
not something.
You keep saying that. Charnel's like, I'm not working out.
So that's why I said, you know what? I know I'm not going to work out. So let me not eat crazy.
Right.
Because I know I don't want to get into a gym.
Well, that's good discipline for you. Because you know that you're not going to work out, so you know you're not going to eat crazy.
Yeah, so I don't.
You discipline.
I won't even buy it.
Because even if I go to the supermarket, before I get there, I can say, I'm not buying no juice. My daughter better not ask this, that, and the third. And then when I get there, it's like, I'm buying the juice.
Yeah.
I'm like.
That's why I just go on Instacart and I don't have to walk down the aisles and see, oh, this is on sale. Let me get.
Yes.
Because I'll do that. You know, I'm like, oh, those cookies came out. Oh, let me try those.
They come out with new cookies.
And I was still ordering brownies. So, I mean, I order brownies on Amazon Prime before. So when I go back on there and I go to Whole Foods, I'll be like, ooh, there go them brownies. Like,
oh, my goodness. Those brownies at Whole Foods, the little.
Oh, listen. You hear it? Listen.
Right?
Come from Whole Foods.
Listen, we back at food, y'all. We back at food. King's Broadcasting Studios, for those of you who don't know, Speak Up Sis podcast, we look so amazing and we sound fabulous because of King's Broadcasting Studios. They are a part of the Speak Up Sis podcast team, so shout out to Gary and Mike.
I really appreciate you guys. They said different metabolisms.
Exactly.
That's and true that's too. True as happen. Well. Here again, we all got to know that we're all different. We're built differently physically as well as mentally, emotionally, psychologically, socially, and all those things. And so it's important for us to do what we need. Acknowledge mm-hmm. there's an issue.
Yes.
Right? Like, deal with that first. Mm-hmm. And then work. Find the thing that works for you, whatever it is. When we're honest with ourselves, then that will help to lead us to the best people to be able to help us.
Yep. Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Tashira, go ahead. You ain't, look. I just, why did Tashira put her finger up like we in church? Know. Like, we in church. She like.
Pastor, I guess. 1 second, Pastor. But you know what else I find? Sometimes we comfortable.
Oh.
Right.
We girl, you just. I ain't got that nothing to throw tonight. You dropping all the bombs.
We comfortable with the weight.
Yeah.
So it's you know, we just want to stay here.
Yeah.
Let me just stay here.
Yeah.
I ain't got to deal with it. I know, you know, I'm a little, you know.
A little fluffy.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. I'm metabolism challenged. So I'm just going to, you know, stay right here. That way I don't, once again, I don't have to deal with it.
Right.
So.
Yeah. Right. You know, I, and not talking about weight, but in some other spaces, but I think it's true in this space as well. I think sometimes the very thing that, tortures us, we find comfort in it because it's what you know. Mm-hmm. If you have been in a place of being heavy for a while, whether it's heart heavy mm-hmm. or body heavy or whatever, right? If that has been your story for years, that's your comfort zone.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And it sounds crazy that we would be comfortable in the thing that torments us, but if that's what you know, at least you know that thing.
Right.
Yes. It's that I don't know what's going to happen if I let this go. Like, what am I going? How am I going to soothe myself? How am I going to take care of myself? How am I going to, right? Am I going to be destroyed if I don't do this thing? Well, I don't know. So I'm going to just stay right here where I am, even though this thing torments me. Yeah. That's what this is some with deep stuff.
Yes. Yes. Right. Yeah. Yeah,
that's like Stockholm syndrome.
Exactly.
Basically. Wow.
Yeah.
True.
That's basically what it is.
Isn't that something?
You know, for some people, yeah.
It's important for whether you're a woman or a man, but tonight we're specifically talking to the ladies tonight. Deal with your stuff.
Yeah, but it's hard because
I don't want to.
And it's so much easier to run away from it.
Mm-hmm.
When I started to deal with my issues, that's mm-hmm. when weight begins to start falling off. Mm. I without me even working out. Like when I really had to accept the fact about, you know, some issues that I had mm-hmm. going on, it really just started dropping. It really did. Like I didn't have to work out. It just started once I started dealing with
right.
the issues that I had.
Now, physiologically, there's a science to it because mm-hmm. there's cortisol, right?
Exactly.
And shout out to Beverly Johnson. She was going to be here with us tonight, but we had some technical issues. I'm going to make sure that I bring her on for another podcast episode. But that's one of those scientific things that has just been proven. When you're stressed out, you're going to gain weight for the most part. There are some people who will lose weight depending on, you know, their mm-hmm. bodies and their metabolism. But many of us, that cortisol, it goes up and it sits around our bellies yes. and that kind of thing. But when you live a less stressful life, because we can never be fully with no stress, because everything we do is stress. There's good stress. But when we alleviate a lot of the not good stress, mm-hmm. your cortisol levels go down. You don't hold on to unwanted weight. There's a science to it as well. So that makes total sense. Yeah. Total sense. Tamika, what you keep laughing at?
Hey,
we see you laughing. We see you laughing. She said, my husband has thyroid and has blown up. Yeah, mm-hmm. that whole thyroid issue,
hypo.
And what'd you say?
It's hypothyroid.
That's what it's called?
Yeah, that's the one that causes you to keep weight on. Hyper causes you to lose weight. And sometimes an excessive amount. And your eyes start getting big and you look like you're on that stuff. I'm just saying.
I love to sure.
Yes. Yeah, you be out here looking like.
I love you, girl. I really do. I really do.
I had one of those. I had that issue come up at one point in time in my life.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, Tashura, how are you working through the work? Are you doing the work?
I'm here.
Hey.
I'm talking. This is part of doing the work. This is part, like we were talking about earlier, Tashura Talks. It's part of me doing the work because I've been holding so much stuff in that, like I told you, it's affecting my heart.
Right.
You know, I'm retaining fluid.
Literally.
Yeah, I'm retaining stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, hey, we can't cuss. I'm like, hey, I'm about to let this out and I don't care who don't like it. Like, I'm giving zero bombs.
Right.
You know, yes.
Like,
yes.
Hey, it is what it is, mama.
Oh, listen,
cousin,
Lord, she gonna have people that gonna shut Speak Up Sis podcast down.
I mean, for real, you could say You could say I have an attitude, but the thing is, we need to address the truth. Stop sweeping this stuff under the rug,
right?
Amen. Like, for real, you know, have people walking around here crazy with mental issues because they didn't. They're holding on to all this baggage.
Right.
Yes. I'm unpacking bags this year.
Unpack bags. We're not trying to get them bags this year. We're trying to unpack bags. I like that.
Yes.
I like that.
I'm going to get that other bag, but I'm
unpacking
bags.
Absolutely.
That's what's up. I'm right there with you as well. So listen, ladies, we have come to the end of the road. Can you even believe it?
Wow.
I love that. I love this space. I tell you, I don't know. We're not. Hold on. Mm-hmm. Let me put my glasses on. What'd you say?
I read your text.
I can't.
Good.
Okay, I got my phone on Do
We're
Not
taking
Disturb.
This brief intermission.
I know. So listen, everybody. Since we are in this space right here, y'all give me a second. So I can see what I got going on. Oh, okay, that's what's up. Thank you. So check it out, everybody. We're going to take a little break because this thing got a little heavy. And y'all know that's how I like it, though. I like for us to be about the business. I don't like to do no jaw jacking.
That's that pimp talk.
She grabs her nose. I don't like to do no jaw jacking around these parts. You know what I'm saying?
I used to be that girl.
Reformed
back in the day.
I still got Peter in me. I only been with Jesus 11 years. I've been with Peter all my life. So it is what it is.
Slicing off ears and things. I'm telling you. So check it out, everybody. For those of you who are watching on YouTube, yes. I told y'all had to be on YouTube. Now, if you're on Facebook, I appreciate you. But what I would love for you to do is go on over to YouTube and subscribe and hit that notification bell to make sure you get updates as to when we are live on YouTube. So tonight is going to be our very first giveaway. Yay!
Hold on, let me subscribe for my other page. Hold on.
Amen. Let me go.
So here we go, everybody. June is my born day month. My birthday is, I'm not going to tell you what my birthday is because hopefully you've been listening. I think I said it during this. I think I said, did I say it, y'all?
I don't know if it was this one or the first one.
Okay. So my birthday is this month. And so to celebrate my birthday, I want to bless those of you who support Speak Up Sis podcast and you listen and you watch and all that good stuff. So I'm going to be giving away cash money, honey. Okay. As well as some gifts and prizes. So But you got to be subscribed to our YouTube channel, and you got to be watching during the show to know how to win. So at the end of the, no, we could just do it right now since we're here. Since we're here. Let's see. So the first giveaway is a $50 cash prize, and I'm going to Cash App it to you or PayPal it to you or however you like to get your cash. How are we going to give them this tonight? How are we going to pick one of these people tonight? How are we going to pick one of these people tonight? Okay, you know what? Since this is my birthday week and I'm not going to see you all again until next Monday, I just kind of helped y'all right there. Tell me what date, what is the date, the number of the day that is my birthday? If you will, please put that in the comments on YouTube. Put that in the comments on YouTube. And the first person to put my birth date in the comments is going to win a $50 cash prize tonight.
$50, huh?
$50. You think that's good enough to give them?
I'm just trying to see how I can be a part. You too.
Well, tonight you can't be. You can't do it tonight because you're a guest on the show. But
I got an alias though. You won't know it's me.
On subsequent shows, if you're not in the building, then you can participate. That's what's up. All right, so Ms. Waquil 28. Is the first person to put it in. She said June 10th. And so you are correct. And you, yay! You are our very first winner of our cash prize during this month of giveaways. Don't fret, the rest of you. You are going to be able to win as well. We're going to do cash prizes. We're going to also do some other gifts and things of that nature. Like tonight, do you mind if I take a hold up your gift? So this right here is actually a Speak Up Sis umbrella. And just for being a guest on Speak Up Sis podcast in studio, all of my guests got one of these beautiful Speak Up Sis umbrellas. So there are other prizes that you have an opportunity to win just by being a YouTube subscriber and participating on the lives. Also know that on Wednesday nights, there's Speak Up Sis talk show. It's a space for authors to share their books with you all. I will be giving away some prizes on Wednesday nights as well. So Monday night at 8 p.m. and Wednesday night at 8 p.m. are your two chances to win. And then there's a third way. I'm just making it rain. Okay. Drizzle. More like a drizzle. It's more like a drizzle.
Eat them drops.
Yes. It's refreshing. It's like dew. It's more like dew. But so if you are also subscribed to my email list, every week there's a newsletter that goes out and there is a question of the week. And if you answer the question of the week, then you have an opportunity to win there as well. Our winner this week, she received a $20 Amazon gift card for answering last week's question. So we're going to be doing this all month long. So please stay connected with us, okay? So we're going to go ahead and wrap up our show for tonight. So I want to get some last thoughts from you all. And listen, Ms. Waquil 28, please make sure that you send me a message on contact, contact at speakupsis.com. Send me an email at contact@speakupsis.com and send me your Cash App, and I will make sure that you receive that that gift ASAP. All right? All right, ladies. I want to give you all an opportunity to share some last words with the people about this issue of weight. Do you have something to give them on how to get started with doing the hard work? The way y'all just keep sitting in silence.
I can say how I'm going to get started.
That, hey, I'm give it to us.
I'm going to start with journaling first.
Okay.
So basically writing my way through.
Okay.
That's the first step. And walking my way through.
That's good. The writing helps with the mental. The walking helps with the physical as well. So I like that tag team approach. Mm-hmm. That's what's up, sis. That's a good one. All right?
For me, is speaking. Mm-hmm. Actually, like, starting to speak and be leaving fast foods alone. Mm-hmm. Because fast food is the devil for me.
The girl.
Fast food is the devil for me, especially American deli.
You don't put them people name on blast.
I wasn't even thinking about
American Deli, that sponsorship that you were gonna give me.
Now I want some wings, man. Sorry.
But the views of the guests on Speak Up Sis Podcast.
Disclaimer. Okay.
I got your bag, sis. Go ahead.
But just leaving the fast food alone and mm-hmm. just start speaking more, because that actually helps me. It actually helps me speaking and just leaving the fast foods alone.
Okay. So that's good. Here again, the speaking deals with the inner work, that hard work, and clearly changing what we eat.
Yes.
That's hey, it works. Charnel, what you got for the people?
So for me, meditating mm-hmm. helps mm-hmm. with the mental for me. Like I may have said in the previous meeting, that I get up 5 o'clock every morning, and part of my morning routine is to meditate and mm-hmm. to pray and to just help, you know, just pray and ask for guidance to get yes. through everything that is I'm going to have to deal with that day.
Right.
So that helps. Also, like I said, with the foods, I prefer to have Instacart or someone, you know, mm-hmm. get my food for me and I don't have to walk in there. So that helps. And like I said, I've taken dairy out my diet. So hopefully I can start working on the sugars. And that's going to be a tough one for me.
Right.
So, yeah, that's what I'm doing. Praying, meditating.
That's what's up. Well, one thing that I am working on is being proactive with my time, my schedule. I have thrown myself heavily into work. Mm-hmm. I've been working on the heart stuff, and I'm pretty good with the heart stuff at this point. Now it is, you know, speak up, sis, speak up, sis, speak up, sis, speak up, sis, speak up, sis. And it is consuming.
Yeah.
It is consuming my life. And so I'm learning that time management is a huge issue for me.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yes.
So I am doing a better job of scheduling. For those of you who like to inbox me, Angel, how do I start a podcast, or Angel, how do I publish my book, or Angel, please don't get offended when I send my scheduling link.
Right.
And I had to work on that, on feeling badly about not being accessible right away to everybody.
But you have to take control over it, your situation.
Exactly.
And do what's best for you, because you can't help them. If you just out of whack.
Exactly. So scheduling and planning, that's something that I've really been working diligently to do. And in doing that, I'm able to see the space and time where I can get up and go get my walks in the morning.
Right.
So right now I'm working on getting my 10K steps every day and sticking to the schedule. Like, mm-hmm. if this says stop doing this right now, stop it and go to bed.
Yep.
And so that I know within, I already know the weight will start to come off as I begin to prioritize my me and not the business so much. So y'all good? Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. So before I let y'all go, I would love for you to share with everybody how they can contact you all, how they can include you in their spaces. These are some wonderful women to know. So when they give you their contact information, make sure that you go find them, follow, subscribe, and all that good stuff. So, Charnel?
You can find me on Instagram at Charnel26. And from there, you can find me everywhere else.
Short and sweet.
Yep.
You can find me on Instagram at Humble Key. What, 35? Get there.
Girl, that Charnel. Hold up. Jennifer's in the building. Hey, Jennifer. So check it out. Charnel used to stumble like that over hers. You remember?
At least she said hers. But.
And so, no, and then she was like, Instagram at Charnel26, and you can reach me everywhere else from there. I was like, and then Kima was like, I don't even know.
I think it is all wrong.
Yes, but trust, you are in good company because Charnel did the same thing the first time or two. So you can slow it down, sis, and give it to him.
Yes. Humble_key35.
That's what's up. And we're going to make sure that that is everywhere in the notes and everything so that people can find you. All right. And don't forget, what's your podcast?
Podcast is Inner Peace Speak Podcast. You can find me on, Apple, Anchor, and Spotify.
That's what's up. Thank you for joining us tonight.
Thank
you for being so bold and courageous.
Yes. Thank you.
Yes, you did well.
Thank you.
And Tashura.
You can find me on Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube at Tashura Talks. That's TSHURATALKS. Tashura Talks.
Bam. And you all know where to find me. Go to speakupsis.com. Make sure that you subscribe and join the email list so that you can stay updated with everything that is Speak Up Sis, as well as prizes and all the good stuff that we have going on. Before I leave tonight, I want to make sure that you all know that if you like what you see, I mean, not me, because you can't, okay, but... If you're my forever husband, though, if you like what you see, you know. But anyway,
oh my goodness!
If you enjoy watching the podcast, if you like listening to podcasts, if you are like every single person sitting here who has said that sharing their voice is helping them to rid themselves of the weight and to get healthy in their mind and their hearts and their souls and their bodies, then why not consider starting your own podcast? And I want you to know, I got you. Podcast in a Box is a new 5-day intensive course that I have created for all of you who have something to say and you just need somebody to hold your hand and help you create that thing. All right. So you all check me out at speakupsis.com. You can find out more information about Podcast in a Box, and I'm on all the social media platforms as well. Instagram, Speak Up Sis Podcast, Facebook, Speak Up Sis Podcast. You can find me on Twitter. I tweet every now and then at Speak Up Sis. And with that, everyone, remember to... Yeah. Remember to open up your mouth and speak up. Until next time. Bye.
Bye. Bye.